The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the CSO released figures today showing inflation had fallen by 0.2% to a four-month low of 3.4%. However, prices in some sectors increased dramatically. Items relating to recreation, sports and culture rose by 4.3%, while housing, water, electricity, gas and other fuels rose by 0.6%. Joining us to delve into the figures is Kate English, Chief Economist with Deloitte. Kate, start by giving us, what's the good news, first of all?
The good news in this, I suppose, is that we're seeing a slowdown in the overall pace of growth in prices here in Ireland. So as you said, in June 2026, annual price growth was 3.4%, higher than where it was at the same time last year. However, that's down from 3.6% last month and 3.7% the month before. And, you know, remember, cast our minds back to late February, early March, we were quite concerned as to the level of upward pressure we were going to see on prices this year as events in the Middle East caused that surge in energy market prices globally and also here in Ireland. I think there's also quite good news, which will potentially catch people by surprise when we look at food price inflation.
It is surprising.
Yeah. Food price inflation, it said it rose just 0.5% compared to this time last year. And that's the lowest level of food price inflation that we have seen since about September 2021 here in Ireland. And even for more context, if you were to cast your mind back to this time last year, food price inflation was over 4%. So this is a real slowdown. And even they call out specific goods, for example, at the average price of a pound of butter, sirloin steak or some Irish cheddar per the kg had all decreased
Some big cuts in there. A kilogram of sirloin steak down by 35 cents in the year. The price of a full fat milk of 2 liters down 9 cents. Butter per pound fell by 54 cents.
Yeah, in the 12 months to June 2026. So I think, you know, when we think about inflation, us as consumers, where do we feel it kind of most in our pockets day to day? It's either filling up fuel in the car, your home heating oil, or indeed when you're buying your groceries. So this pullback in food price inflation is good news. However, I would place a kind of an air of caution around this.
And, okay.
And I suppose the reason for that is we do know, again, that rise in gas prices has impacted fertilizer prices globally. And I do question, you know, how long can we see those food prices continue to tick downwards? There was good research out from the ESRI last month that indicated that typically we see a lag or a delay of about 9 months between when there's an increase in fuel prices and when that passes down to an increase in food prices. So though today's data on food price inflation is good, I'd say we're not out of the woods there yet, and I'd still be wary of it as we head into the autumn and winter.
Specifically because of fertilizer or because of the price of oil and the knock-on impact that has?
It's a mixture of both. It's the knock-on impact of oil prices and higher energy prices that are required in the agricultural sector that has also had an impact on fertilizer prices, which all lead to an increase in input costs within that industry that therefore get passed on to food prices.
Okay.
As I said, it's not a guarantee, but it certainly is a risk. And even though we've seen that decrease in energy prices over the last few months, as there's been a de-escalation within the Middle East, again, it's not fully out of the woods yet. We've seen it change over the last few days. But even in Europe, we continue to see a rise in gas prices, particularly in the last week, as the heat we're experiencing is driving demand for air conditioning and pushing up those electricity prices once again.
Wow, counterintuitive, but it makes sense when you describe it like that. Clothing, footwear, transport down by 0.9% and 0.8% in a month. I'm presuming transport is because of falling oil prices. Clothing and footwear, any particular reason why that's down so much?
Clothing and footwear,
is that summer sales?
Exactly. Can often be volatile during different periods of the year. It's down 0.9% in the month, but I think it's important to remember that it's actually up 7% when we compare it to this time last year. So I've no doubt we'll continue to see month on month kind of volatile changes within that clothing and footwear sector, as we do as sales come through, as you said, at different periods throughout the year.
Okay, the other one that jumped out, and I think I mentioned it earlier, recreation, sport and culture, up 4.3%. I don't know if you've had the chance to drill that deeply into the figures, but that sounds like quite a chunky increase in a month.
Yeah, that one has caught my eye. I haven't got to drill into it in full detail yet, but it has certainly stood out when, again, if we compare it to this time last year, really there was a flat growth level in that. Monthly, we'd typically see changes on it up only about 1%. So to see an increase of over 4% in the month is quite stark. So I'll have to do a little bit of further digging into that to try and see what is the exact root cause behind it. And indeed, if it's just a one-off blip in the series that we see, or is it some form of larger trend that becomes more evident in our overall CPI index?
Yeah, I don't suppose the price of World Cup tickets are included in the Irish inflation figures.
Not
but
quite.
You never know. So look, overall, I mean, inflation, it's still there at a chunky enough rate, 3.4%, but for the moment, some of the heat is gone.
Exactly. For the moment, some of that heat is gone. We're certainly in a slightly better position today than what we would have been 2 months ago. But inflation is still a risk for this year. And, you know, when we think of that, we always think of what that means then for interest rates as well. We saw the European Central Bank decided to increase interest rates last month. They're meeting again in 2 weeks' time. And at the minute, we don't expect them to do another increase in interest rates. But how inflation tracks over the coming months will, of course, be a key focus for them as well. It is worth reiterating as well that this data does not, it's up till the end of June, so it does not include any change in or recent developments that we've seen in the Middle East this week.
No, okay, fair enough. Kate, thank you indeed for that. Kate English there, Chief Economist with Deloitte.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.